Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. In September 1930, a ship bound from Crescent City, California to Coos Bay, Oregon, vanished before reaching its destination. Built in 1887 as the age of sailing ships was drawing to a close, the 57-year-old SS South Coast was a steam schooner, a sailing ship retrofitted with steam engines. The aging vessel was barely seaworthy due to engine installation problems and sloppy construction. When the South Coast left the Crescent City port with 18 men and 250 tons of logs, many considered it one of its final journeys. They couldn't have been more correct. On September 17th, a passing freighter spotted the South Coast lifeboat floating off Oregon's Cape Blanco. When another ship spotted a deckhouse and other ship parts floating on the water, the Coast Guard launched a full-scale search. All they found were the lifeboats and the floating deckhouse, along with a large amount of bobbing logs. Some Gold Beach residents reported seeing a blue flash on the horizon and hearing a distant explosion the night the ship vanished, raising the possibility the boiler blew up. To this day, no one knows for sure what happened. Today's episode of As It was written by Dimitri Shockey, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.